here's a story from The World.
In Spain, cases of the coronavirus are once again ticking upward. 2,000 to 3,000 cases now being reported each day. This is happening just 1 month after Spain's nationwide lockdown ended. Regional Spanish governments are actively trying to contain the virus again, doing things like making masks mandatory and shutting down nightclubs. But as Lucia Benavides reports from Barcelona, these measures are problematic coming at the height of tourist season.
Barcelona Sagrada Familia has never been this empty. A little kid rides his scooter in the pedestrian street in front of the Basilica, which in previous years would have been impossible with the hundreds of tourists flocking around it and taking photos. Today, the street is filled with residents walking their dogs, jogging, or playing with their children. Francesc Guasch brought his 3 sons today. He says they're taking advantage of an empty Barcelona as much as they can. But he's also wary that few tourists mean many people are left without jobs. He worries about the economic impact, especially since countries like the UK, Germany, and France, who make up a large number of visitors in Spain, have discouraged travel here. It's logical, he says, that they would tell people not to come if there's a risk of getting infected. Spain is experiencing what some are calling a possible second wave of the pandemic. And the northeast region of Catalonia, which includes Barcelona, is one of the areas with the highest number of outbreaks. Spain was particularly hard hit when the coronavirus first arrived in Europe in February. But after a strict 3-month lockdown that began mid-March, the number of new cases was brought down to a trickle. But since confinement measures were lifted, people began to relax, and some tourists began to arrive. In an attempt to contain the virus, Catalan President Quim Torra urged people to act responsibly or else face a possible new confinement.
L'increment dels rebrots I de les dades de persones contagiades és...
Speaking in Catalan, Torra said the situation is critical and very worrying. But then he directed his speech towards international viewers, in English, saying that the situation is being closely monitored.
Catalonia is definitely a safe and friendly destination for national and international visitors alike.
These mixed messages are being heard often as politicians try to salvage what's left of this year's tourist season. Tourism accounts for 12% of the country's GDP and was at a standstill for months due to the pandemic. Last week, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez responded to the UK's decision to impose a mandatory quarantine for those returning from Spain. He called the measure unjust, but by contrast, Spain's health emergency chief Fernando Simón said the measure is sensible, considering the situation. Back at Sagrada Familia, kids continue to enjoy the fairly empty streets. Roxana Arevalo is here with her son. She takes photos of him in front of the Basilica. Arevalo says what worries her the most about the recent outbreaks is the city's nightlife.
Me sabe mal porque es lo que tal vez da más dinero.
She recognizes it brings in a lot of money, but says local governments should have waited longer to reopen nightclubs and dance halls, which were once again ordered shut in Barcelona last week. And she says financial support from the government isn't enough. They need to be creating jobs that don't necessarily depend on tourism.
Es que todo es una cadena.
Arevalo says it's all connected. Those who aren't working also aren't spending, which affects the overall economy. She says for now, things are okay because people are living off of their savings. But she worries about how things will be come autumn. For The World, Lucia Benavides, Barcelona.